Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Baker, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra, starring Tallulah Bankhead and Vincent Price, in David Ormsby's adaptation of his own novel, Sound of an American. Abner Coe had not believed in the war. Abner Coe had been cynical of the war and all it stood for. Now Abner Coe found it difficult to sleep. Why?
In the night when I can't sleep, I hear the sounds, the voices of things and people I once knew, once loved very much, or hated very much. But the voice I hear most often, the voice that sings like fireflies in my ears, is the voice of Roxanne in that tiny little cafe where we met.
Could I sit down, please, at your table?
Sure. In Paris, men never say no.
I'm being followed.
The whole German army followed me this morning down the Arc de Triomphe. They goose-step well, those Nazis.
Is that all the fall of France means to you?
Well, it's no skin off my nose. I'm an American, music critic for the Globe, here to write a book on Debussy. I write it and I mind my own business.
How blind you Americans are. The Nazis want the world, and you sit around fattening up for their bite.
Oh, come now. You're too pretty to talk politics. Besides, it bores me.
It used to bore me, too, in Denmark.
Oh, you don't sound Danish.
I had an English governess.
Oh? Can I buy you a bar?
No, I look. That man who just sat down there.
Yeah?
No, there.
Now, the nasty-looking hero with the iron cross carved on his chin.
Yes, he wants me.
I admire his taste.
Don't you understand? They are rounding up all the Danes and shipping them into Germany to work and worse.
Oh, really? You talk like a Hitchcock movie.
He's coming.
I won't let him hurt you. Hey, waiter!
Right.
Make that three bucks.
Yeah, monsieur.
And we must show our manners.
Please, keep him here. I'll go into the ladies' room and out the side door.
Oh, wait.
Please let me go. Please let me go.
You promise to meet me at LaRue's tonight for dinner?
Yes, I'll come. Let me go. I'll be there.
The young lady seemed upset. My uniform, perhaps?
Oh, she felt her face needed doing over. Have a box?
Oh, this painting and powdering. Zum Teufel nochmal. No longer so in Germany. Thank you. All right, Le. Oh, that's good, Bock. But I have not introduced myself. I'm Captain Umbler of the Gestapo.
No, I'm Abner Coe. Say, by the way, Captain, that young lady had an idea you were following her. You know, your technique is wrong. Now, in America, we...
I'm not interested. I know you Americans. That girl is Roxanne Morel. She's a Danish art student, and she has no papers. To be sent out of France.
Oh, your pardon. I thought your interest was personal.
My interests are the interests of Gross Deutschland. The interests of the Führer. Keeps her so long.
Oh, ladies fuss a great deal, you know.
I will have the matron go and look for her.
Don't bother. Probably skipped long ago.
That was very foolish of you. I could have you shot for this.
The State Department wouldn't like it, Captain.
Well, we want no trouble with your State Department. But in the end, you shall see.
We shall see. Hateful voice. But then that night at LaRue's... Would she come, the Danish girl?
And the wine, monsieur. Burgundy 29, a good yield.
29? Not such a good year on Wall Street. Make it two bottles, very cold. Say, what time is it, waiter?
Just 1:30, monsieur.
Oh, well, head she comes, tail
am
she...
Am I late? Am I late?
20 minutes late. Oh. I was just tossing a coin to see if I get the stand-up.
You Americans are always such on-time people. I was... almost afraid to come out.
Well, then, here, have some wine. Red wine for courage. Oh, come on now. I should be the one to be afraid.
Why?
Oh, your friend Captain Ombler threatened to shoot me.
Because of me?
Maybe he didn't like the shape of my nose. Hey, by the way, yours is something to write home about, Roxanne.
You are a romantic, no?
I am a romantic, yes.
Soup?
Soup?
Yes, soup. Listen, you American. The time for romantics is over in Europe. And soon it will be over in America, too.
You know, you even look sweet drinking soup.
Can't you be serious? Don't you care at all? People, the little people of Europe are all in a panic. The hard, bitter wind of death and famine is everywhere. How can you be so indifferent?
Roxanne, I'm not indifferent to you.
I
think I love you.
Such American reservation. You think. Eat your soup.
I don't think. I know. I love you. Romantically, foolishly. I love you.
Some bread and butter, please. Thank you.
For my love.
If you hold my hand, I can't eat.
How about you, Roxanne? Did it hit you that way, too?
Oh, don't you see? I can't love anyone. I'm tired. I'm so tired of everything. This hiding, running, living an existence as brutal as a bomb blast. How can I be silly enough to think of romantic love?
Maybe it can make living easier.
Pardon, monsieur. The Gestapo are in the lobby. They're asking everyone for papers, you understand?
I must get out of here.
I won't let them do anything to you, Roxanne.
You can't stop them. I have seen what they've done to others. There, you see.
That is the old Jew who lives downstairs, monsieur.
Will we finally meet Miss Morel?
You can't take her, Ambler.
No. Show me your papers, Miss Morel.
Let's get out of here, Roxanne.
You will protect her, was? You will defend her with your brave Americana fist.
Better keep away, Ambler.
How old-fashioned you Americans are about wars and women.
Maybe. And maybe this is old-fashioned, too.
You stop him!
Waiter, how do we get out of here?
The dish elevator to the cellar and the back door to the vegetable bin.
Lying here in the night, knowing sleep will not come, hearing the hard Nazi voices, the broken French voices, hearing the patrols that followed us, the dogs howling after us, the cold sounds of our feet on hard roads, the suck of mud as we hid in swamps, the sounds of French names, French towns.
Biarritz.
The beach at Biarritz. That is where the Nazi patrol sighted us, fired on us.
Anna. My shoulder.
Oh, they hit you. Where? Oh, darling, where?
It's not too bad. But you'll have to leave me here.
Stop talking nonsense. I've got to get a doctor.
Abner, please, darling. Please, you go. Don't stay behind.
That French woman who fed us at the crossroads, she said her son was a doctor. I'll get him.
No, no. So much danger to him. And you. Poor Abner. You were so safe until I came.
Who wants to be safe that way again? There now, darling. Does it hurt, Roxanne?
No. You look tired. And your good American suit is torn. And your face is so dirty. And thin. Abner, you're not the same happy romantic I met in Paris, darling. Life was good then, wasn't it?
Yes. Life was good then. The goodness of a fool living in a fool's paradise. But life is better now.
No, no, Abner.
Yes, it's stronger, more honest, real. I see everything clearly now. Everything we've been blind to, we Americans. It's us, or the rats, for the next 1,000 years.
Yes.
Roxanne.
Yes, Abner.
Look at me. Look close, darling, look close.
I am looking close, my darling.
I'm alive for the first time. All of me, the meat, the marrow, the bone, the blood, the everything that music critic back in Paris was not.
You were everything then, Abner.
Oh, no, my darling. Because I didn't think we'd ever think alike, see alike, be alike. But we are alike now. We're one.
No, no, Abner. I'm Europe. You're America. I'm the people in the fields dodging bombs. I'm the mothers with the black crepe for mourning. I'm the house with the black, naked timbers. I'm the children who'll never see the sunshine or sing songs again.
You're Roxanne. I'm Abner. You're the future. I'm the big body to work for you. You're the next generation. I'm the man who'll build them their houses. You're the woman all the men in history have loved. Now that I'm no longer blind, I'll fight for you. Oh, don't cry, my darling, don't.
Oh, Abner, darling, you're sweet and so innocent. So innocent, my darling.
Hearing her voice, hearing it above the storm and the beating waves and the voice of the young French doctor I had gone to fetch.
A night for the devil. Where's this girl?
She was there, lying on that blanket.
There's a newspaper with some writing on it.
Give it to me. I love you too much to drag you into more danger, Abner. They will never rest until they have me. She's gone to give herself up to the Nazis. Roxanne! Roxanne!
Come back!
I was ill of fever a long time after hunting Roxanne in that storm. The young French doctor kept me at his house. I was a long time getting to Lisbon. I sat there on the terrace of the little hotel, waiting, hoping day after day, hoping she would find her way there, too. Then one day I had company.
So we meet again, Americana.
You wambler.
Easy. This is neutral country, but in 6 hours you and I will no longer be neutral. Our countries will be at war.
And by the God of my grandfathers, it's time.
Yeah, it is time. You are us for the next 1,000 years.
And we shall win, Omblin.
How? We have an iron purpose. What have you but your heroes, your songs, your soft wails, your business as usual? We Nazis are stripped of everything but the will to kill. You Americans can't go back to the strength and spirit you once had. Strip yourself to the bone and marrow as we have.
Once we fought till the rags fell off of us, and we won. You can kill us, you can beggar us, but in the end we shall have kept our freedom. In the hills, in the night, we will be again the armies of Americans as they were at Yorktown, at Cold Harbor. We shall be brutal and cruel as you are, for our freedom is worth killing millions of you Nazis.
There is still one weakness you have.
Yes?
Love. That is your weak spot, you Americans. Love for such a woman, say, as that Danish girl you met in Paris.
Yes.
She was your kind of fool, full of love, of ideals.
Was?
She gave herself up at Biarritz for you. Didn't you know?
What?
And when we needed hostages to teach the rebels lessons, we shot her. With 100 other lovers of freedom.
Roxanne, my dearest, you were a hostage for me, for all of us who love freedom, for our safe future and a good world. We Americans have freedom, but I know now that it is not enough to have it. We must fight to keep it.
Freedom again for all the children and all the sellers of the world, listening to the voices of the bombs. For the mothers big with new generations, waiting for a world to give birth in. For the hurt, the hungry, the tormented, the living and the dead. For we dead too shall come out of our graves, the sea bottoms and the lime pits. We shall be there when you win for us, the living and the dead. We shall be there somehow to smile again.
You have heard the voices, men and women of America, the sound of Americans and the sound of the wolf howl loose across the world. What answer can we make to Roxanne, to Abner Coe, to the crashing fist of Nazism ruthlessly battering the face of the world? Our men across the seas are giving that answer now. We at home have our part to do. We must meet our war bond quota call. Invest at least 10% of your family's total income from whatever source, salary, rents, dividends, or interest on investments in United States war savings bonds and stamps. At least 10%. Remember, every dollar you invest in United States war savings bonds, you are investing in the future of America. This is your country. Keep it yours.